He's the opinionated Ottawa icon.
The Rob Snow Show returns
on Rogers TV and City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Ralston King is a city councillor. The ward is Rideau Rockcliffe. He's also the city council liaison for anti-racism and ethno-cultural relations initiatives. Morning, councillor.
Good morning, Rob.
Yeah, it's nice to hear from you. So we're into the fifth day of this protest, of course, in the core, along Wellington Street, the truckers' protest. What have you thought of it so far?
Well, I share the same view of my colleagues, of the mayor. I really have one word for the protesters: leave. You know, protesting public health measures is absolutely abhorrent, in my own estimation. Public health measures are designed to protect the Commonwealth of the city, the province, and the country, and you really can't have a healthy economy without a healthy population. So the entire premise of the protest, in my estimation, is outrageous. But using the protest to spread extremism, racism, and intolerance and xenophobia is unconscionable. And that's why yesterday I issued a statement of condemnation against the hate that we experienced, that we saw experience at the protests, on behalf of United for All, a coalition of community organizations and partners dedicated to combating racism in our region. Because in my estimation, a protest that parades swastika flags and yellow stars, symbols of totalitarianism, does not value freedom. A protest where we see Confederate flags, the ultimate symbol of bondage, being paraded, does not value freedom. And a protest where a war memorial dedicated to our brave soldiers who died, our war dead, who paid the ultimate price to defend our democratic values, does not value freedom. It doesn't value freedom to defecate on homes that fly rainbow flags. And a protest where participants steal food, harass homeless, and yell racial epitaphs at residents does not value freedom. So my one word for the protesters is leave.
They say, the ones that remain, that say, we're not going anywhere until all of our demands are met. So assuming you take them at their word, what do you do in that circumstance?
Well, as you know, the engagement with demonstrations is the purview of the police service and the police chief. And we will be holding a meeting of the police services board this afternoon in camera to talk about the demonstration. And I'm going to take that opportunity to really ask the chief about the tactics that are going to be undertaken during the rest of this protest. So as you can imagine, elected officials really can't prevent demonstrations, and they can't direct police operationally. But we do get reports on strategy and tactics, and we will be hearing from the police chief and the rest of the police service command today about the actions that are going to be undertaken to see the conclusion of this protest.
Okay. This is an unscheduled meeting of the police services board.
That's
not on
right.
The schedule. So is it fair to call it an emergency meeting of the police services board?
It's an update. We had board members who had requested an update, an in-camera update, and Chair Deans is very responsive to members of a police services board, so she ensured that was scheduled for today. So it was not a meeting that obviously was scheduled from before. Board members are concerned about what's going on in the city. As a board member and as an elected official as well, we're hearing from residents about the disruptions that this is bringing to the city, whether it's to quality of life or to business and the economic life of the city. And obviously, we want to have a full report as to police action. This is the first meeting of Police Services Board since the other meeting that we held in public to get an operational update last Wednesday.
Okay. In your role as the liaison for anti-racism and ethno-cultural relations, I guess, and I know the chief was asked about this yesterday. We had a few months ago, back in third week of November, there was a protest that delayed traffic, that held up traffic. Protesters blocked off ramps off the 417 in the downtown core, not far from the Ottawa Police headquarters, because They were unhappy with the increase to the police budget. So they had a protest. And that protest was broken up. And people, if I'm not mistaken, were actually arrested. I don't believe they were ever charged, but they were held for a few hours and they were arrested. So questions are being raised. Are there two standards of protest? That if you're black, your protest is busted up and you're arrested. And if you're a trucker from Western Canada, it's not. And you can stay here indefinitely. So I want you to comment on that, but this is, the chief was asked about this yesterday, Chief Slowly, and this is what he said. This is Chief Slowly.
In relation to the specific demonstration you referenced in November 2020, I don't see any real connection with the scale, the size, the nature of what we're facing here. The principles, however, associated to threat risk assessment, resources that are available, the nature of the ability for us to coordinate, negotiate, with identified organizers, the willingness to find solutions and compromises, a completely different set of circumstances.
Okay. We're not comparing apples to apples, basically, is what I take away from that comment. What do you think?
And that's what the police chief does tell us, that obviously when we are looking and when they are engaged with management of protests, that each protest is unique. But obviously, as you know, as a municipal elected official, it's literally against the law for me to give operational direction to the police service.
Right.
The
right.
Enforcement during protests is the sole responsibility of the police service. So they are in charge of protests. But we ask the questions about the process that's involved in terms of demonstrations. And I'm obviously going to ask those questions today at our meeting. Because, we're hearing residents' concerns, community concerns, and we relay those concerns, obviously, to the police service command. So I'm going to be asking those questions as to the criteria that have been used for those assessments. But the chief, did express a specific opinion, and, and it does make sense that each protest is unique and it's assessed based on the scenario that is in place. So it's very challenging for board members, because often we get, correspondence. I'm getting a tremendous amount of email from people saying, this is the way that the police should engage in tactics, or send in more police members. And as you know, we cannot do that. But we can ask the questions as to scenario that the police are experiencing and its impact.
Okay. Former Ottawa Mayor Bob Chiarelli is going to be, he says, a candidate for mayor in the upcoming election. He thinks that the city solicitor should go to court, try to make the case to have a judge issue an injunction to move this along. That these truckers have by this hour on this day to get out, or their vehicles would be impounded and the drivers, protesters, would be arrested for violating an injunction. What do you think of that, Councillor?
Well, that is an option. So not only did Mr. Chiarelli state that, but also the current mayor stated that could be an option. And my understanding is that people in the administration and the police service are exploring all options to bring the demonstration to an end. So I'm assuming that there's going to be some examination and discussion of all options. And really ascertaining whether they're necessary in order to really bring back a level of normalcy to residents in the downtown core.
All right. What time's that meeting today?
I believe it's at 4:30. It's 4:30. Late afternoon. So we just received notification, and it is an in-camera.
In-camera. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Of the board, of the Police Services Board.
Councillor King, I thank you so much for your time, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Councillor Ralston King, Rideau Rockcliffe Ward. Rob Snow Show, done for the day. Back tomorrow right after the 9 o'clock news. Sam LaPrad, right after the noon news. And this is City News.
Rob Snow Show.
Weekdays at 9 on Rogers TV and City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Number one for local news in Ottawa and the Valley.